This is Prior Baird, and you're listening to the RCM Podcast.
All right. New day. I'm stoked. It's beautiful out here in New Jersey. As of today, as of recording, I think it's going to be like 68 degrees, which is like not hot, but like exactly where I like it. I could probably throw a pair of shorts on. It's just a great day. It's sunny. It's nice. An even better day to welcome in our next guest, Cole Goodwin. Dude, thanks for coming to hang with me, man. I love this new song. I love everything you're about. And I'm really excited to get to know you and to kind of share your journey a little bit and talk about, you know, why you're such a cool guy.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So why don't we start? Let's do this. So I discover you on social media, right? As I'd imagine a lot of people do who don't already know you or live in the area and go to shows and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah,
social totally. Media is this weird thing, right?
Man, but it's ruling the world.
Unfortunately at the same time, right? But
yeah,
kind of talk about that whole start and how you, I don't know, like, have you been singing forever? Did you know that you were this good? I know that you knew you loved it because like you wouldn't do it unless you did, but you know, kind of talk about that whole journey and how it all came to be and, you know, how you got to putting this music out.
Yeah, man, I guess technically the artist thing, if you want to call it that, I'm still fairly green and fairly new to that. I think this is like year three or going on year four, but yeah, I've always kind of been infatuated with music and grew up around it. My mom's singing and my dad is not musically inclined at all, but my mom and sisters are pretty dang good, and growing up around that, I kind of had no choice but to start dabbling in it eventually, and kind of played with the piano a little bit and fell away from that. And then I got back into it in high school and added guitar, and it's kind of all started snowballing. But I just played guitar for the longest time because I wouldn't sing anywhere besides the shower, and I couldn't take the shower with me, so I wouldn't sing in public. And then my mom bullied me into singing a song one night, and it's kind of just taken off from there. And yeah. I'm glad it has. But yeah, like you said, I love it. It's really fun and really cool.
So did your or do your mom and sisters, do they play out, or like were they playing out before you were playing out? Like how does
no
that...
my sisters are kind of going through what I went through right now with the whole, you know, they won't really sing anywhere, and yeah. I can bully one of them into doing a song here and there if the crowd's right and her mood is right, but other than that, no. But you know, my mom still gigs around town some.
Cool, that's awesome, man. I think that's a good way to practice too, right? To like see, you know, you see your mom doing it. I don't know, there's like a weird thing, right? Because like you're like, oh, I can't do that. But then if your mom gets up there and does it, you're like, oh, well, I guess maybe I can. And maybe your sisters will say the same thing. Maybe they'll be like, oh, all right, I guess if mom
maybe
doing
it is cool.
Yeah, maybe it is cool. If mom can do it, why can't I do it, right? So I don't know. I think that's really cool that there's a musical side to your family. I'm sure there's something deep down inside your dad where he's got it. He's just got to find it. He's gotta dig
I don't
it
know,
out.
Man. He can't play the radio. That's what I tell people.
I'm sure he'd agree too. That's awesome. I think it's really cool. Was it always country music for you?
For the most part, that's kind of where home base is. But man, I grew up on anything from, you know, country music to Southern rock to
cool.
Southern gospel to blues to you name it. So
yeah, that's cool.
It all comes back to country. So
I you know, I love that. And it, as a guy who didn't grow up on it, I love when people do, because like, not that I'm playing catch up, right? Because I'm definitely like, one of those guys, it's like a human jukebox. Like I just have the folds in my head and it just goes through, right? And like, it's just like, oh, this song, right? Which is weird because sometimes my friends will like quiz me like, okay, what's this? And I gotta just pull it out. Like it'll be old Daryl Singletary song or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not playing catch up. But that being said, like I always thought that it would have been cool to be like, oh yeah, when I was, you know, 10, my first CD was Randy Travis, or like my first CD was Dan Seals, or I don't, you know what I mean? Like I always thought that would be cool because I grew up on the rock stuff, which I love, I still love, but I have a really strong connection to the words and the stories of country music. So, so I love to hear that people kind of grew up on that, on the, what my friends call like the old guy music, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah. Oh
so,
yeah, man. I'm proud of the old guy music.
As you should be. What are some of those songs that really influenced you into you know, kind of making your own music? There's this thing that's going on right now, and we're in 2024, right? It's the end of April. When you're listening to this, it's May. And there's this thing about this traditional 90s, late 80s, mid 80s sound that's coming back around, that's phenomenal, right? Like that's my bread and
Totally.
butter. That's what I love. But there's this thing that's happening, and I think it's phenomenal. And it's not just guys in Texas now. It's really starting to kind of bleed across, you know, the South there. So what are some of those songs? Because that's where you are, in my opinion. That's what I was getting at. I'm
Thank you, thank you.
rambling.
I don't know necessarily if it's songs or artists, but definitely big ones for me are you know Waylon Jennings and Hank Williams Jr. and that kind of deal and Travis Tritt, man Keith Whitley, all those guys and even stuff like you know the Marshall Tucker Band or Lynyrd Skynyrd or the Allman Brothers, all that stuff is stuff that I'm really close to and that I still listen to just like I did when I was, you know, in middle school or even earlier than that.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, so I was you said Hank Williams Jr. and I was on a run the other day, and I just like hit shuffle on my Brosifas stuff, right? And I was like, because that being said, for all those people that say you can't work out to country music, you're wrong, and I just want to let you know that. But I was listening to only Hank Williams Jr. That was
Oh
it. I was
yeah.
just like, I'm gonna hit
Man, that
shuffle.
was my whole like middle school
See, that's so
career
cool.
was that's all I listened to.
That's so cool. What's your favorite Brosifas song?
Man of Steel is a really good one in my opinion. Actually there's one that I've always thought, man, I would like to cut that song at some point. It's Honey, Won't You Call Me.
Yeah.
Song is, oh man, dude, there's a live video of him doing it on some talk show somewhere and he plays a little quicker than the record version, and it's like so good,
It's
so good.
awesome. I'm a I don't care if tomorrow never comes
Oh
type.
yeah, oh yeah.
That one crushes me. I
And
love
man,
that
dude,
album.
the list of those songs, it can go on and on. You
That's
know,
it,
I could
right?
sit here and name every single one of them and think, oh, that's my favorite one. You know?
Yeah. I mean, like that's my favorite one now. It might change in 5 days. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
totally,
It's
totally.
but I think that's what kind of takes an artist and takes them to the next level, right? It's like when they have all those songs. And what I think is the best thing, right? Is like someone said to me recently, they said, like, I know sometimes like the hits are kind of, you know, overplayed, overdone, washed out. But if your hits still hit, that's how you know you got it. You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah. Oh
So
yeah.
like Whiskey Ben, I'll take all day. You know what I mean? It's just like I don't know. I think that that's important. Do you when you approach songwriting, right? Do you approach songwriting as of like how do you get out of the mindset of like I want this to fit now, or I want this to fit now, but I also want it to fit in 10 years.
It's a good question. I don't honestly, I really don't know if I have an approach to songwriting. I kind of feel it out day by day and you know sometimes the hook comes first, sometimes the melody comes first, sometimes a guitar riff comes first, and sometimes the whole idea just happens. But I don't know, man, because I got some stuff that you know that's very 90s-esque and very, you know, old school style, and then I've got some other stuff that people would maybe argue it was a little more mainstream, and I love both of it and I think there's room for both of it. But I don't know, I think it just kind of depends on the day and maybe depends on what I was listening to that week.
Sure, for sure. I totally understand that. And it's funny you say that because like I listen to that EP, or I do listen to that EP that you put out in
Thank
last
you.
year in 2023. But it's like it's very different compared to your most recent release,
Yeah,
right?
totally.
In my opinion. I mean,
No, it is. Yeah, for
it's
sure.
also
And I think, you know, there's
different.
five songs on that, and I think each of them kind of cover something a little different than the others. So, yeah, man, it's a, I don't know, that's kind of what I wanted to go for, but that one was kind of touch all the bases.
Which I think is good, especially when you're kind of playing out around town or going over to Tennessee and playing in Nashville or doing wherever, right? Like you can kind of give them something to work with and just
Yeah.
say like, oh, you know, I'm not just this guy. I can also do this, this, and this,
Right.
which doesn't mean you have to stick in one lane necessarily, but also if you do want to stick in one lane, you have the capabilities to add flavor to that sound that you want, right?
Oh
Because you
yeah,
can.
totally. And I mean, you know, it's and I love all that stuff. You know, there's a song on there, Make Me Believe You Love Me, which is, I
Yeah, I
mean,
love that
you could
song.
even argue that that's maybe even more of a rock song or you know, but you know, it's still one of my favorites, and Picking You Up is, some would argue, maybe a little mainstream, but man, I like all of it. So I think there's room for all of it too, and
I think it's really cool
that's
to
my
hear you
thoughts
say
on
that,
it.
especially because of the sound that you kind of put out there on your social media or the style of music that you share that you enjoy, right? Because I think that, and I say this, and I say this all the time, but I say this as the guy who is very, 4 years ago, and I'm sitting in this exact same spot with hair, it's probably down to my shoulders, and trying to figure out what's going on in life, right? Like, I was the guy who said, well, I don't know if that's X, Y, or Z, right? Like, I don't know if that fits in the genre, which was wrong, because as you do it more and you listen more, you understand that there's kind of room for everything. And music minds, people who are a music mind, they're artists, right? They want to explore, they want to take chances and take risks and do something different, and just kind of really use those music gears. So like, to tell someone they can only do one thing is kind of ridiculous. Now, that being said, like if you love, late 80s, early 90s country music, and that's what you want to play, please, for the love of God and everything holy, play it.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
play it, play it, play it. I'm just saying that, like, it's cool that you, as a guy who I could see, in the next couple of years being this next massive thing, just because of the sound that you're pushing forward, and you have a great voice, and your songwriting is great, and the way you play is awesome, and all those things that make a star, make an artist, right?
Thank
Like,
you.
as someone who I think will be that very soon, it's cool that you also have this other side to you, and you're not just like, I am only Waylon Jennings, or I am
Yeah,
only.
man. Well, like I said, I grew up on all of it, and some of the stuff that influenced me the most is the early 2000 stuff, the early Jason Aldean stuff, the early Eric Church stuff, the early Justin Moore stuff, and I still listen to all of that stuff all the time, and I tell people a lot of the first really memories that I have of really being able to grasp a song or grasp music and think, wow, that's cool, or I understand that is being in elementary school, going to baseball practice or baseball game, and my dad's truck listening to the Backwoods,
Yeah, man.
Justin Moore stuff, or the early Jason Aldean stuff. Man, Just Passing Through is like one of my all-time favorite songs, or the early Eric Church stuff and the Chief album. All that stuff is like engraved into my brain. So yeah, man, I don't know. I get around when it comes to the genre, and I even still love the stuff that's being put out now. Some of that stuff I really do like, and so I think, like I said, I think there's room for all of it. And at the end of the day, man, a good song is a good song, and if I think it's a good song, then I'll cut it, and if I don't think it's a good song, then I'll put it somewhere else.
Just put it back in demo Joe and
But
let never be seen again. I resonate with that, man. I think that's kind of where I started too. I started with the Church stuff and the Aldean stuff and Justin Moore. I mean, I love Justin Moore. I love Church too. I love Aldean also, but if we're talking like top five guys, modern day, Church and Moore are in
Oh
there.
yeah, dude.
Cody
It's
Johnson's like my
hard to
hero, but
compete with
that's
that
all on
stuff.
you. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, 'cause like, I always say, I never knew passion until I found it in a song. And like in that line in Springsteen, it's funny how a melody sounds like a memory. And then you realize you've had this passion the whole time, but you just like didn't know it until you kind of figured it out. I don't know, I just think that's really cool, and I love that stuff too. It was different.
Totally.
It was weird, like it wasn't accepted at first, but it was different, and it changed the entire trajectory of the genre, right? Because now you have all these kids that listen to Nickelback and Hinder and Lifehouse, and they say, oh, Aldean's kind of cool. It's a little different. It's like that kind of stuff with a twang, and that's kind of cool. So now you have like this entire region of the country that probably would never listen to country music listening to Jason Aldean, just because, She's Country's out on the radio and it's a banger, right? You know what I
Yeah,
mean? So, like,
totally.
I don't know. I
And
agree
it
that.
is. I mean, it is. That song is a banger,
Yeah, it is.
But
But you know what I mean?
yeah, totally, man. Totally.
I don't know. I just think that it's awesome. Hey, do you think like, why do you think that stuff was not accepted, but like, at what point do you think there was a shift, right? Because I feel like the 90s is such a unique sound, right? It is
Yeah, totally.
such this one thing. That's why we group it as 90s country, right? Because it is such this thing that did really great from about 89 to 2000, and it still does great. Like, that doesn't mean it doesn't do
It's
great,
timeless stuff,
but the hits were so packed into those 10 years, and then there was like a shift. But that shift in the early 2000s is so different compared to what we got in the 90s, and
Man,
I don't know what did that.
I don't know. That's a good question. Somebody, actually, it's funny you say this. Somebody, I was talking about this with somebody the other day, and they made a good point. and I don't remember what it was, but maybe it was Florida Georgia Line. I don't know, but I don't know. So, somewhere in there, dude, I agree. Yeah, it kind of went south there for a few years, in my opinion, and maybe got a little too broad. But yeah, I don't know. But I think we're kind of
I think we are too.
getting
And you
back to
know
where
what?
we want to be.
I think that it's important. You know, I think that there are guys coming out of Texas that kind of maybe started that whole deal with, like, you know, the Parkers and the Codys of the world,
Dude,
and kind
Randall King is one that's
of Randall
overlooked,
King.
in my opinion.
Yeah. Kind of making that stuff more mainstream than anything else. And
Yep.
which allows guys like you and Zach Top and you know, all those guys to kind of make their way through the woodworks and say, like, okay, you know, this is kind of you know, what I'm up to. And you know, it allows the other people who listen to more independent music to figure that out too. So I'm with you though. I think that there's a massive shift in the industry. I think a few years ago, we were saying, like, it's on the it's there, it's close, but it's not there yet. And I think we're finally there. And I think that that's really awesome.
Yeah, man, people are starting to catch on to that old school feel.
Yeah, I love it. Like, I saw that video of you and I can't remember where you were. I could definitely find it on your Instagram, but it was you and Zach Top,
Oh
and you're
yeah.
saying Too Cold at Home, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Anderson, South Carolina.
Like, who the hell goes to a show expecting to hear Too Cold at Home? The ones that love it, that's what it is. Damn, like, phenomenal, right? It was just
Right.
so, how much you know, like, do you know Zach? Like, how does that thing all go?
Yeah, he so we I got thrown on two of his shows back in February, and we kind of the first night was a little crazy. We didn't get to talk much, but the second night in Mobile, Alabama, we had a bunch of downtime in between sound check and showtime, and we got to chat and talk about, you know, some things, and got to pick his brain on some stuff, and kind of hit it off, and he's been texting me and inviting me on to some other shows since then, and I'm really grateful for that, and it's helped me a bunch, and it's always cool to be able to hang out with those guys that are true professionals
Yeah.
and learn from them
He's
and
like the
just be in
nicest
that
guy.
environment.
He's the
Yeah, dude,
nicest guy.
they're awesome. His whole, you know, his band, his team, everybody's so great and have been
I
good
met
to me.
Zach a few years ago, and kind of before he even really touched the surface. And I'm not saying that to, like, blow my head up. I just found this random kind of like I just found this random TikTok video one day. I was scrolling through the news feed, and he was singing The Ones I Loved Back Then by George Jones.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, man, this guy is great. And I go back and I look, and he didn't have any music out. And I was like, so I did some digging, and I found that he used to sing with a band called North Country, right? And I was like, oh, I mean, he still sounds great here. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna try and, like, talk to him. And he didn't have a lot of followers. He didn't have a lot of music out. He had a lot of followers on TikTok, but not, like, on Instagram or whatever, which is also why I knew I could get him, because I was like, you know what? He doesn't have a lot of, he's gonna see my message. Like, I'll be fine. So
Yep.
I DM'd him, and it worked out for me. And you know, he's just the nicest guy, and he loves the music, and that's also really cool, is that
Yeah.
he loves it, loves it, loves it. And he could play the hell of a guitar too. It's
Dude,
just,
I'm telling you, he doesn't make mistakes. He's the real deal.
isn't it really impressive that he gets up there with, like, his electric too and just
Yeah.
rips it? Like, how
Yeah.
many people do you see do that today?
It's few and far between, it seems.
I don't know why, but I maybe it's the sound, but I think it's really cool that he gets up there and just rips on the electric. He was actually in New Jersey, like, I don't know, like 6 months ago. I couldn't get there, which was a bummer. But it was cool that he got up here to play, and it was just him, which I thought was
Oh
awesome.
yeah.
Because, you know, those guys don't make their way up here that often. I get it,
Yeah.
I understand. But you know, it was just cool to have him up here. I think he's a great guy. His music's awesome. That new album is just insane.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
totally.
What's your
Totally.
favorite song on it? What do you like?
Oh, dude, I don't know. Ain't That a Heartbreak is one that I constantly catch myself humming.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. I mean, I'm really into I mean, I Never Lie is great.
Oh yeah.
Use Me, obviously that came out beforehand, but that's insane too. The whole thing's just so good.
Yeah, front to back, man, it's gold.
Front to back. Are you a vinyl guy? You can say no, it's okay.
Yeah, not really, just because I don't really have that kind of time, or I'm always on the go, and I don't really have time to just sit down and relax and listen to
That's
something
fair.
like that, unfortunately. But
It's a very expensive hobby.
yeah,
Don't get
totally.
me.
That's what I've understood from that exactly.
Because you know what happens, right? Like, you get one and you're like, oh, this is awesome. I love this. I love the way it sounds. I love listening to it. And then you're like, I'm gonna go to a store next week. And you go to a store and, you know, whether they be 10 bucks or more, right? Like, so, like if you get a new pressing, it's like 30 bucks. But if you get like an old record that's been used, it's like, it could be like 10 bucks, 15 bucks, whatever it might be. You're like, oh, 10 bucks here, 10 bucks here, here, here,
Then
here.
all of a sudden, where'd my money go?
Next time, next thing you know, you leave and you spend 75 bucks on vinyl and you're like,
Yeah,
oh
man.
crap.
That's
But
like me with fishing stuff or hunting stuff.
okay. Yeah.
So yeah,
That's
I
your
can,
jam.
man, I got to be careful walking in stores.
I bet. I bet. What do you are you at? So I'm not, I've never hunted in my life.
Oh
I'm not
yeah.
gonna sit here and admit that I have. I've never done it. I would. I just haven't had the opportunity. I used to fish a lot as a kid. My buddies still fish. I just kind of drive the boat. It's more my
Hey,
thing.
somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. It's
Yep.
and you know what? And if I'm not driving the boat, someone's got to drink the beer, and that's gonna be
Yep.
so. I mean, it's just that easy.
Well, at the end of the day, you're still taking fish home. So,
That's right. See, exactly.
man,
Exactly.
and I'm a fan. I love to catch them, but I love to eat them. So as long as I'm getting my share, we're all
As you
good,
should.
man.
I love it. How often do you go out there and fish?
Not often anymore, just because, like I said, this
How busy
spring
are?
and fall has been really wide open, but. Summertime, we slow down a little bit this summer, and I'll probably,
Nice.
definitely make time to be in the river and the ocean. So,
Cool. So when you do the river, do you get on the boat? Nice.
I'm in Savannah, so we grew up saltwater fishing a lot
Oh, cool.
and offshore fishing. So that's kind of I got burned out on bass fishing in high school. When I could drive and I could drive to a pond, but I wasn't really old enough to be in the ocean yet. So or by myself. So. I got burned out on my bicycle bass fishing back in middle and high school. So yeah, man, whenever I do get time, I try to go big or go
That's
home.
cool. I love it. I think that's awesome. I like when guys have you know, I say when guys aren't just one dimensional, right? Like when there's other things that kind of bring them passion. I know you said you were an athlete, right? Like did you play baseball a long time or just as a kid growing
Yeah,
up?
man, I from T-ball up into high school, I played travel baseball year round, just about every weekend, and until I figured out that I could play guitar and deer hunt or fish on the weekend instead of being on a baseball field. So
Sure.
it things kind of shifted.
Was that a hard conversation? I know when I was a, you know, as in like middle school, I decided to tell my dad I wasn't going to play baseball anymore. And it was like one of those things, right? Because like baseball is like one of these deals, especially like guys our age. And like my dad loved, like he still does. He, you know, we watched the Yankees all the time and, you know, he loved baseball growing up and he played a long time. And so like going up to my dad and be like, hey, dad, I'm not going to play baseball anymore. It's like one of those things where it's like you're a failure as a son. It's not that big of a deal. He didn't care. But for me, I was like, oh, man, I'm just about to tell my dad the most heartbreaking thing ever. You know what I mean?
Man, I didn't care. Like I said, as soon as I found out that I could fish or hunt on the weekend instead of being on a baseball field every weekend, then it didn't matter to me. I was going to do
That's it. I love
that.
it. I love it. It's awesome.
And I don't think he cared either. I think he was maybe even a little bit relieved.
Yeah. So is he a bigger hunter or fisher than he's a baseball player?
No, he used to, and that's obviously how I got into it. Really, was doing that with him when I was younger, but. The older he gets, he's always tinkering around the house or working. He's a workaholic.
One of those. I get it. I get it. My dad is too. He goes and goes and goes. He works all the time. He never
Oh yeah.
stops. You know, it's a good quality to have. I mean,
Oh yeah.
it could cause a
Well,
little
man,
stress, but
really,
it's a good quality to have.
and I'm busy, but really my family's busy too. So and I've got little twin sisters that are in college, so there's something going on always.
I
So
love it.
they're none of us really have a lot of time to
I
go
love it.
do
Hey, that's cool.
hunting or
I'm
fishing
a
with.
twin brother. I have a
Oh,
twin
cool. I didn't know
brother,
that.
and then I have a younger sister who's in college. So it's kind of like the same dynamic. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Are
man.
so so is it so? Well, they sing, right? And they're in college. So now that they're kind of getting to that point where you know maybe you're doing your thing, you're having some success, and I know you said you know your family's kind of pushing them forward to do their thing. Is there any chance that somehow you guys work together one day in whatever capacity it might be?
Yes and no. So one of them is at Georgia Southern where I graduated from,
Cool.
and I think she's leaning towards a physical therapy thing.
Nice.
And the other one is at University of Georgia, and she's an accounting major and getting a minor, or I think they call it a certificate in music business. And
Nice.
she's taking classes in that program, and she's very much interested in wanting to get into the music industry, just maybe the business and promotion side of things. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure in a perfect world that would be cool to do something
Sure. That's awesome. I
somewhere down the
think
road.
that's really cool. and to kind of bring the whole family dynamic in. It's always cool to see. Like a few weeks ago, I was talking to a duo named Walker County. They're awesome, and they're sisters, and they've been singing together and playing together since they were 14, 15. They're a few years apart. And so, they were like in the 13, 14, 15 range, and they've been playing professionally signed for a long time. And, it's 10, 12 years later, and they're kind of doing their thing. But what I didn't realize was that their family is in their band as well. So, like, they sing, one of them plays the drums, and then, like, their dad plays guitar. And, like, it's just this really close-knit family dynamic, which is really cool. I could also imagine that it could cause some, you got to separate work from family type
Oh,
deal.
yeah.
But I don't know. It's cool that you want to, maybe go ahead and see if that's a possibility or whatever that might be. Maybe it's a possibility, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just kind of hey, you got any advice for me, and or vice versa.
Yeah,
That's
man.
cool
When
that
and a lot of the
you're
stuff we
doing
do now, I mean, they're still young, but a lot of the stuff that we do now is very family oriented when it comes to this and them helping me. And I call my mom, my momager. She helps a ton, and my sister, actually the one at Georgia, helps with a ton of stuff as well. Some behind the scenes stuff with social media and promotion and whatnot. But
I'm
yeah,
sure
dude,
your
it's a
college-age sister
nobody can do
loves
it by
social media.
themselves.
Yeah. I'm sure your college-age sister loves helping you with social media, because I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you don't love it as much as she loves it.
No, man, it's actually funny. One of those TikToks that I say we posted, because we really did. She honestly, I think it was last week or week before last, I had an idea and I just didn't know how to do it. So I texted her. I said, "Hey," I said, this is my idea." I said, "Will you post it for me if you know how to do that?" So she did, and I think it did pretty well. So I told her if it didn't do well, I was gonna fire
Yeah.
her.
If it
But
does do well, you could post another one. No
yeah,
money, no money involved, but you can
exactly,
maybe I'll
exactly.
drive you and get you a drink or something. I don't know, but
That's right.
gas station or something. That's amazing. I love it. That's so funny. I like, my sister's 18 too. She's in college too, and she posts all this stuff, and I'll post something and she'll go, "Why'd you decide to do that?" I was like, "I don't know." And I'm like, I'm not bad at social media. Like, I'm okay, right? I don't love it. I
Right.
don't enjoy doing it, but I do it. Like, I think there are worse people out there than me, but she's obviously better. And she's like, "Why'd you decide to post that picture? Like, you look like an idiot." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Why'd you decide to do this, that, and the other thing?" I'm like, "I have no idea. Like,
Oh yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know if I ever will. I don't know."
Oh yeah.
It's something, man. It's something playing the game.
It's a learning process,
I love it. So is there throughout this journey, right? You've been kind of, posting a lot, and you've been playing a lot, and you're doing phenomenal. So has there been anyone where you've posted a video and, maybe someone cool liked the video or commented on the video, and you're like, "Oh man, maybe I'm like, actually getting through here." And maybe it didn't happen yet, but or maybe it will. I don't know. But like, has there been any moment where you were like, "Oh, this is kind of awesome. Like, this is something."
Yeah, man, there's been actually a few of them. Actually, I'm trying to think if I could name them. There was a while there for I don't know, a month or so, where I'd post something like every other day, and it felt like every day somebody cool was commenting on it or liking it. But following me, or one of them, I've been a fan of Drew Parker, and
Nice. That's awesome.
he posted something the other day, and I clicked on his page, and it said follow back, and I thought I followed him. I didn't. I was like, wow, he's keeping up with me. So that was pretty cool. And there's been a couple of Dylan Scott's commenting on some things, and yeah, I don't know, man. It's pretty neat.
It's pretty cool to see guys that, you probably listened to in college too, right? And then, all of a sudden you're just like, "Oh man, like we're kind of playing the same ball game, whether they be ahead or not. It's the different
Yeah, well,
story."
that and that that's kind of that's what I told Zach, Top. I was like, man, 6 months ago or 5 months ago, I was like, I was just a fan of yours. I was like,
Yeah,
and
man.
now we're buds. So it's crazy how things can kind of turn around like that.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts. I think it all goes down to hard work too, and kind of just being consistent and doing your stuff. And I always say, like, it's, as long as you're passionate about it, it's not work, and it doesn't really, you'll keep doing it. It's weird because, like, even if you don't want to do it, you still do it because you love to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just this weird drive thing. So, hard work and kind of just, chasing what you want to chase, I think, is so important, and that gets you a long way. And obviously, there's physical representation of that by, you know, guys commenting and supporting and telling you you're great as they should and all that kind of good stuff. So I think that's awesome. Let's talk about this new one. When you get home, I love the song. It's very much what we've been talking about, this late 80s, early 90s sound. It's got some really cool blends in it. Kind of reminds me a lot of like a Mark Chestnut or a George Jones or kind of something along those lines, which I think is awesome. Let's talk about the song. You know, why you decided to put it out now. The whole deal. What's up with it?
Yeah, man, I wrote it back in November with a good buddy of mine, Will Mosley.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Yeah,
Kid
me and Will, man,
kid's got a
he's
voice of I don't it's just insane. Anyway,
yeah,
continue.
so we graduated together at Georgia Southern
Cool,
and
dude.
we've been really tight these past few years and kind of doing this thing together and being able to, ask each other advice or, have you gone through this yet or have you done this or have you tried this? So we kind of accidentally wrote it back in November in like 25 minutes and we played it for two of the guys that were at the Airbnb we were at, and one of them happened to video it and put it on TikTok, and it did well, and which is kind of wild for me because at that point I wasn't really doing much that was doing anything really crazy on TikTok. And then I recorded a version of it at the house by myself and posted it, and it did even better. And then it kind of just started snowballing, and people started covering it, and people started commenting on it and sharing it. And finally, I was like, shoot, we need to maybe need to record this thing. So we did it as quick as we could, and did it with a guy named Ryan Yeomans up in Nashville, who he does the Amber Sound and produces Muscadine Bloodline, and he absolutely knocked it out of the park and got exactly what I was going for sound wise and sonically. It is probably one of my favorite ones that I've been a part of, and it's done well in the week that it's been out. So I'm really excited that it is finally out.
It's beautiful. I love it. I listened to it and I just smiled. I was like,
Oh,
oh
thank
man,
you, man. I've got
I,
that one. I've got that reaction. I had somebody text me and say that they just cried.
yeah.
So it's yeah, it's been kind of cool.
So I do this thing where when I listen to songs that I really have high hopes for, I kind of just close my eyes and I sit back and I just want to hear everything. And also every once in a while, I'll just get really excited about it. And that's exactly what happened. You know, I was kind of in the middle of it and I'm like, man, like chills, because you got to
Thank
think
you.
about it. You're a 23-year-old guy and like this is what you're pulling. And I think that that's insane and absolutely amazing in every way. But I'm also like, if you played this song for me in 1994, I probably would have believed the same thing, right? So it's just, I don't know, it's really cool that you're able to kind of share that, and you know, it's just awesome is what I'm getting at. So
Thank you, man.
thank you for putting it out. Thank you for writing it, kind of letting it really do its thing and not rushing it. I think that was important too. You
Yeah, totally. And
kind of
that's
made sure
kind
you
of
got the
where
right guys, and
I
that's
wanted to
important.
make sure I didn't mess that part up,
I love it, dude. I really do. It's funny because like Will too, right? Like you guys, like voice wise, you're very different.
Yeah, totally.
Very different. I think that's awesome that like you're able to kind of, you know, hit a similar melody or, you know, come up with certain things. And because, you know, I'm now I say this as like I've been following Will for years. I have, and I'm not going to say that I have, but I have recently kind of followed his idol journey a little bit. And that's kind of where that whole thing kind of came to be, right? So like, but I think it's really cool that you know, you guys did this kind of thing together. I think that's awesome, and I love the song. And I think that if you haven't listened to it yet, it's been out a week, I think. A week, right? A week makes sense.
A week tomorrow night.
A week tomorrow night, and if you're listening to this now, it's probably 2 weeks, last night or whatever that would be. But if you
I
haven't
can't
listened to
keep
it
up
yet,
with
yeah, right.
it, man.
If you haven't listened to it yet, and you really love, you know, good country music with great instruments and just awesome songwriting and something that's really going to make you feel something at the end of the day. You know, I was kind of, you know, thinking about some things last night, and I realized, I said, you know, I'll tell you why. I posted an Instagram story and Cody Johnson liked my Instagram story, and I was like, oh
Really?
man, because Cody Johnson's like my hero, right? So I was like, oh man. And my sister like texted me. I can't believe I'm saying this right now, but my sister texted me and she was like, did Cody Johnson like X, Y, and Z? And she doesn't really listen to him, but I was like, yeah, he did. And she was like, oh, my friends are really big fans. And I sent it to them and they were like freaking out. I was like, I mean, there's nothing to freak out over. You just hit a little like button on my Instagram story, but okay. And I explained to her that she's probably listened to more Cody Johnson songs in the last 10 years than she even knew about. Because when I was 15, I discovered this random cowboy from Texas and it changed my entire trajectory. So I think that it's really cool that you're playing music that someone can be sitting there and say, oh man, like I'm going through a really hard time. And this song, you know, When You Get Home, is really doing something for me and it's really making me feel a certain way. And it can change the entire trajectory of someone's life.
Totally.
So for you to put the song out is really important. Whether, you know, in 10 years, it's still your best song or not, I'm going to go ahead and imagine you're going to put out better songs in 10
years.
That's
the goal, man.
Right?
That's
you always want to be better.
Totally.
But I think that this song will do something for people, and I think that's really important.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course. So keep at it, dude. Keep at it. You're absolutely
phenomenal. That's the plan.
You're absolutely phenomenal. Hey, if the people who are listening don't know, you know, who you are and this is their first introduction to you and they're going to go out and listen and stream all your music and share it with their friends and blast it as loud as they can blast it. You know, what is one thing that you want them to know about Cole Goodwin?
Man, I got nothing to hide. I am who I am. Like I said earlier, I try not to put myself in you know, one box. I try to just do what feels right. And if I like it, then I'll put it out. And if I don't, then I won't. So, whatever it is, I'm going to keep doing it and hope that people catch on and will, you know, tag along with me.
I love it. Be authentically yourself. I think that's more
Yeah.
important than
As well, I
anything.
tell people, you know, nobody on this earth is better at being Cole Goodwin than I am. So I
That's right.
try to hone in on that and just own it. So
That's right. I love it. What's
whatever it may
next?
be.
That's right. What's next? What's the you know, the middle half of 2024, the back half of 2024 look like for you?
Yeah, man, we're finishing out this little spring run that we've been doing. We've got Raleigh, North Carolina tomorrow night and Wilmington, North Carolina Friday night, and then playing a hometown show second weekend of May, and then I'm back out with Zach for a few nights. And after that, I think we're gonna, like I said, kind of peel it back a little bit this summer and do some local acoustic stuff and write a lot and enjoy summer while festival season's in full swing. And then, yeah, we'll kind of see where the fall takes us. But
I love it.
hopefully bigger and better things on the way. And like I say, we'll see. Just rolling with it, you
I
know.
love it. I love it. Cole, keep it up. Keep playing. Keep singing. Keep putting out music. Keep doing all the good things. You are a phenomenal talent, and the genre is in a good spot with you in it. And
Thank you. Thank you.
I just think you're awesome. So keep it up, man. Really.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Of course. Everybody, you can follow Cole on Instagram at Cole Goodwin Music, all one word. Stay up to date with show announcements over the next few months and you know, all great content there that he makes with his sister. Because
yeah.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. There you go.
Can't do it all alone. One man show doesn't always work. I love
That's
it.
Right.
But you can follow him there and you know, When You Get Home is out now and you can listen to all his music wherever you stream. It's phenomenal stuff. If you love country music, that's just really well written and, you know, really well thought out. I mean, this is it. There's really no better way to explain it. It's just phenomenal. And like I said, the genre is in a very, very bright spot with Cole in it. So, you know, don't miss the train at the station. Get on it and stay on it because it's just phenomenal.
Thank you,
thank
man.
you for tuning in to another episode of the Remember Country Music Podcast. Remember to rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars if you love the episode, and follow us on Instagram at @RCM_podcast. New episodes come out every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, wherever you listen to pods, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, essentially anywhere else. You just type it in the search bar and it will come up. And that's fun. So do that. Share it with your friends, your family, your dog, your grandma, your neighbor, all that good stuff. But thanks for tuning in. I'm Kyle Corbus. That's Cole Goodwin. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.